T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning now. Steve Backinsosh, Ted Woodward. 76 degrees at 7:30 on a Monday morning. Emergency responders were called to an apartment complex in East Wichita Sunday afternoon after residents found a man unresponsive at the bottom of a pool. And police say the man in his 20s found in the pool at the Buttonwood Tree Apartments in the 9200 block of East Harry. The man was taken to a hospital in critical condition. It's not clear how long the man was in the pool or if he was a resident of the apartments.
The city hall in Arkansas City was evacuated after someone brought in a pipe bomb that was found on some property.
Police in Ark City say the person was cleaning a rental property when he discovered the bomb. It was made of a sealed metal pipe with a cap and a fuse on one end. Police say he brought it into the station located next to the city hall around 2 p.m. Friday, not knowing what else to do with it. Police then evacuated the city hall and closed part of the surrounding streets. Wichita Police's bomb squad and the state police helped move the device to a sand-filled dump truck, which took it to an undisclosed location to be detonated. Trevin Hunter, KNSS News.
A 36-year-old woman who was facing nearly 13 years in prison for dealing methamphetamine was given probation by a judge who said she had made significant progress in dealing with her drug addiction.
Sarah McHaley of Hutchinson was sentenced to 3 years probation by District Judge Trish Rose. McHaley would face 12 years, 10 months in prison if she violates her parole. The Hutchinson News reports McHaley pleaded guilty to possession of methamphetamine with intent to distribute within 1,000 feet of a school. She was arrested in a drug raid in May 2017. A co-defendant, Carrie Potter, was sentenced to nearly 6 years in prison. Supporters noted McHaley has completed drug treatment, is a public speaker for Oxford House, and has been employed for a year. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
In southeast Kansas, the Highway Patrol found a pedestrian dead on U.S. 54 in Allen County yesterday, several miles west of Moran. The KHP says the man died by unknown means. The victim was identified as 26-year-old Billy Lee Montgomery of Springfield, Missouri. This incident is under investigation.
Remembering John McCain in Arizona.
The town of Cornville is just one town over from Sedona, and the day after John McCain died at his home there, residents were remembering him, especially that he fought in Vietnam and was once a prisoner of war.
He did an awesome job of representing the country just in the fact that he served and that, you know, his record of serving the community, to me, was exemplary.
Some Arizona residents passing through town said they liked that you couldn't pin McCain down politically all the time.
I like that the maverick was a good word to use, and what he went through in his life, and that was commanded respect.
Many, though, wondering who will take his place. After this week's ceremonies, Arizona Governor Doug Ducey will appoint a Republican replacement to serve until the 2020 election. In Sedona, Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
The national average price for a gallon of regular gasoline fell 2 cents over the past couple of weeks to $2.91. Oil industry analyst Trilby Lundberg says the price could fall a bit more.
What we have is the U.S. gasoline market very flush with supply, but kind of short on demand. Demand has been weak so far this year, and then seasonally also. We're coming to September, which is a drop in demand.
Lundberg says there's a good chance prices will head down a bit more, unless crude oil prices rise. Now, the lowest average price could be found in Jackson, Mississippi at $2.51 for a gallon of regular. Drivers in San Francisco were paying the most on average at $3.69 per gallon. Now look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. Any isolated thunderstorms that develop early on will wind down, and we will be windy, hot, and humid this afternoon, near 90 by lunchtime and 96 for the high later on today. We could see an isolated thunderstorm pop up overnight, otherwise our low 77, and as a cold front approaches tomorrow, we'll be breezy and 94. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
Now partly cloudy, 76 degrees. We have a south wind gusting to 25 miles per hour. Today is Monday, August 27th, 2018. On this date, In 1859, Edwin L. Drake drilled the first successful oil well in the United States at Titusville, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania
crude.
Oil country.
Yeah. The Pennzoil,
well,
a very
it was
popular
at the time,
brand.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that's right.
Authorities say a man has been arrested in Southern California after deputies found about 800 pounds of stolen lemons in his car. Riverside County Sheriff's officials say 69-year-old Dionisio Fierros was arrested Friday, booked on a charge of theft of agricultural products. Deputies were investigating recent farm thefts when they stopped Fierros' car in Thermal Friday morning. Inside his car, deputies say found several large bags of freshly picked lemons. They say were stolen from a nearby farm. You say several. 800 pounds? Are you kidding?
Ooh, that's...
There couldn't have been, it had to be chock full of lemons.
Well, when life gives you lemons,
yeah, he was
steal them.
Steal the lemons.
That's not good.
No. But so he's been arrested. Talking about the first oil well drill. Well, I guess I didn't realize until several years ago that at one time the big oil boom was over there in Butler County. They had a huge oil.
Oh, heck yes.
For years they had it. In fact, there's an oil museum over there.
Yes, there is.
All right. 7:35, Stephen.
A lot of refinery activity over there.
Ted Woodward had a birthday Saturday night and celebrated with, I don't know what sort of a debauchery it was, but something good happened, right? You and your family got together, right?
I think so.
Good. Great.
Did some Doodah Diner and then watched the great race.
All
Saturday
right.
Night.
Now, that's perfect for you. That's your idea.
I enjoyed myself tremendously.
My granddaughter, Evan, performed Saturday night at Ziggy's Pizza.
Now, did that go?
East 21st. Well, the place was packed. I mean, the patio was packed, and there was, I had most of my family there.
Nice.
And to help and encourage her. And John, the owner of Ziggy's Pizza, never met him before, but he was very, very nice to us. They have two locations now. They're going to open a third. Did you know that?
I did not know they were expanding that quickly.
Out by Northwest High on 21st Street.
How about
Street.
That? So, anyway. How did her gig go?
I think it was very well received. I think she did well. And Ziggy's, by the way, free plug. It's a great pizza.
Were there other performers there?
Yeah, she had a little trio come on after her.
Oh, okay.
And they played together. But we had to leave. We had to go to the airport and pick up a person coming in from the airport.
Okay.
So there you go. 7:37 now, Steve and Ted here on a Monday morning. Time for Mondays with the Mayor, with Wichita Mayor Jeff Longwell. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. And yes, Ziggy's is really good pizza. So I have to share also, for a year, they gave free pizza to the Mayor's Youth Council when they would meet monthly, and they helped sponsor them and feed those high school folks that were coming together to try and make Wichita a better place. And so they got to have Ziggy's Pizza every week.
How about
nice.
That?
Yeah.
That's nice. Listen, as I mentioned there, I was at Saturday night at the Eisenhower Airport and just once again struck by the beauty of the place, the cleanliness of the place, and just what a wonderful, wonderful front door that has become for the city of Wichita. That is, it's just fantastic. I'm impressed every time I go out there.
We get a lot of compliments from people that come in and experience our airport. It truly is inviting, and if you have to spend some time in an airport, that's the kind of airport you want to spend time in. It's a pretty comfortable place to hang out.
Is our old terminal still sitting there?
So they are taking it down a little bit at a time.
Okay.
It almost reminds me of that old Johnny Cash song where he was building a car one part
right.
of the time.
Yeah.
But they had to remove all of the asbestos.
Yeah.
Of course, that's expensive and takes some time to do that. But I believe that they're getting started pretty quickly tearing down most of it. There is a portion they're saving because we kept our computer system over there.
Oh, okay. It's going to preserve some part of it then, huh?
So there will be a small portion of it that's preserved, but then it will get a facelift to mirror the new airport.
All right. Hey, who knew that toy homes would cause such a big problem? Y'all did some annexation last week of a property down in east of Wichita, southeast, and some folks down there apparently didn't like the idea of maybe having toy homes built next to them. How'd that go?
Well, and the reality is they don't even fit the definition because tiny homes are those that are 400 square feet or less. These are 500 square feet and above.
Really?
Yeah.
So I have a toy home, I guess, right?
Well, you know, there's a lot of those in the Riverside area that fall probably around that 1,000 square feet size, and that's kind of the target market. I hear that some of these homes are going to be built at when you add the second story. So
Is there any, has the excitement settled down for that neighborhood out there? I know there were, some of them were pretty much up in arms.
Yeah, I'm sure that they're still upset until they get a better idea of what's exactly being built. And so it's one of those, it's hard to vision until you actually see it kind of neighborhoods. And, you know, we keep hearing that it's going to be built with high-end materials and all that.
No.
I do have to share something that's happening next Monday while many people are enjoying their day off. I get to participate with a good friend of mine who's turning 101 years old next week. They're going to have a special birthday party for him because he is a World War II veteran that actually survived the Bataan Death March. So he's one of less than 10 people living that have survived the Bataan Death March. So next week, 101 years old, the Kansas Star is going to have a birthday party for him and a meet and greet for anyone that wants to come out and meet Eddie Graham. And so from 2 to 4 next Monday, meet and greet a World War II veteran that survived the Bataan Death March.
I say, if anybody out there, if you've never studied or known about the Bataan Death March, you might look into it. That is some real bad stuff that happened there on that march.
No question. And yeah. Those folks had to endure so much, and obviously many of them did not make it back. And
yeah.
But Eddie Graham's quite the guy. He can still walk on his own power, still sharp, loves to cheat at cards, play cards.
Yeah. So my understanding is that tomorrow you're going to have a city council meeting, but there's going to be a workshop involved. Is that correct?
Yeah, so we've got several things that we're going to be discussing. One of them, some new plans for the Great Plains Nature Center. We're going to get an update on the fireworks ordinance, on how well it worked this past year. And then the police chief wants to talk to us about looking at additional licensing for after-hours establishments because of some of the issues that we're starting to see at these after-hours clubs.
You last week I talked with the principal over at West High School. Their home field is going to be this year is going to be Friends University Stadium. We talked about the fact that when we were kids, when I was a kid, the home stadium for West was Lawrence Dumont Stadium. And when you get a new one, that's going to be multi-purpose. You think that'll be the home for the Pioneers?
So I don't know that we can make it the home, but we do want to play a game every week there. And it would be a great venue to watch high school football get in.
All right. Anything else on your mind, Ted? You got anything before we let the mayor go to work and roll up his...
Sounds like he's got a jam-packed week coming up.
I do. In fact, I have to head to Topeka to spend some time on a committee up there Thursday. So it's a full week for me.
All right. Well, thank you for spending some time with us.
Yeah. Well, you take the limo up there?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Ted. I don't have a limo. Let's not start that rumor.
Well, it's my understanding that Bob Layton the city manager has a limo, doesn't he?
Now, that's a rumor I can start.
it's always something with you two.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Appreciate it. That's Mondays with the Mayor, with Jeff Longwell, Wichita Mayor, and Ted, 743. And we've got a concert coming up. This will be on September 9th at Intrust Bank Arena, featuring The Offspring and 311. And I got a pair of tickets right now. If you'd like to go to that, give us a call. 869-1330, 869-1330. If you'd like to go to the concert, 311 and The Offspring.
All right, call now.
743, Stephen's Head. Coming up, we've got the Wichita Business Journal update. And we're going to be talking about local company looking for workers. Stephen's Head on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.